This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
That that mixed message in the beginning, even though it was well meant to allow masks to be available for health workers, that was detrimental in getting the message across right now. No doubt about it.
I think we are in a good place. I disagree with him. You know, Dr. Fauci said don't wear masks, and now he says wear them. And he said numerous things. Don't close off China. Don't ban China. And I did it anyway. I sort of didn't listen to my experts, and I banned China. We would have been in much worse shape.
It's clear it's the right thing to do. It's time for us to take responsibility not only for our own health, but for the health of others.
Once again, it's the mass debate. Mitch McConnell, the last there, saying taking responsibility. The president disagreeing with Dr. Anthony Fauci, his top doc from the National Institute of Health, and saying that first he says yes and first he says no, which is true. There was all the flip-flopping around of whether to wear the mask in the very beginning of this. If you go way back in the recesses of your mind, it seems like 100 years ago, back to the beginning of March. We are at just the beginning of this show. Hey, hey, everybody. I hope wherever you hail from, whatever nook, cranny, or canyon, you're doing well, my friends. My name is Kate Delaney. If you've never heard the show and you've tuned in, thank you for that. 58,200 confirmed coronavirus cases on this particular day, talking about Wednesday as we get ready to flip the page. Overall, over 3 million confirmed cases in the U.S. The number I'm always concerned about is the death total, because to me, I've said it before, even one life, just too damn much. When you think about a virus snuffing someone's life out, particularly when they really didn't have symptoms, 134,291. But the joyous number, the one I live for and I look at first every day, but hey, hey, I'm a glass half full person. You can try to dump it on my head, but it's not going to work. So 936,249 recovered. Yay. Let's get that number to jump up, although it's not looking good. We're in a very grim point, I think, when it comes to cases. Although if you look at the deaths, which, as I said, one is too many, but it has slowed from the initial soar when we first got into this, when you looked at the beginning of March and particularly April and May and then part of June. There are so many worries and so many concerns over where we're headed. Speaking of that, Pennsylvania and New Jersey, among seven states that have issued orders since June 24th mandating the wearing of the mask in public. Yeah. You know, the states that I mentioned have 76 million people, and they saw cases rise by 129% over the last 3 weeks, so that was enough to turn in a different direction. And listen, that's what it's about. It's about the flexibility to move fast. Even if it looks like things are going well, how quickly can you put a lid on it? So let me give you an example. One of my favorite places, I talked about it the last couple of days, Arizona. Oh, Arizona is such a hot spot. I can feel the heat in our mini facility in Texas. A workers' union representing UPS employees had an alert. They issued an alert warning that, yeah, check it out, this distribution center in Tucson has had an outbreak of COVID-19 cases. See that containment thing? So the union, the Teamsters local union, I want to say it was 104, I scribbled it down and I have doctor's handwriting, they sent out a press release that said that the outbreak had endangered about 700 employees and strained their ability to deliver packages. So then I started to think about that. Well, how long does the virus, the novel coronavirus, live on cardboard? You know, there's been that argument. And I trust the New England Journal of Medicine, 24 hours. How do I know? I double, triple, and quadruple checked on it. So keep that in mind, 24 hours. That's why they're concerned about it. In Pima County, in Pima County, rather, they've got 1 million people. So think about it. These health concerns, the uncertainty, what's happened. Even I saw an interesting quote from the Tucson Metro Chamber president, the CEO, Amber Smith, who said people are scared for themselves and their families because of the health risk. But it's also the uncertainty of not knowing what tomorrow holds, what changes in the world are going to be made. I hear ya, Amber Smith. Everyone listening on KVOI, one of our great affiliates in Tucson, we are with you. I understand it's that ability to be flexible and to realize, I say it all the time, we are living under the biggest question mark most of us have lived in ever in our lives. In New Orleans, COVID-19. Now, all of a sudden, a little bit of an alarming rise in Louisiana and in New Orleans, and they're going to restrict bars and restaurants to table service because they're trying to reduce the resurgence of this. You know, that's, again, the key. The governor there, John Bel Edwards, he does a weekly coronavirus briefing. He said, we have a statewide epidemic. It's no longer one or two regions. The New Orleans mayor, LaToya Cantrell, issued some new regulations and said that the governor didn't make any statewide move to restrict the bars, so which the state health department identified Wednesday as the focus of the 36 outbreaks that infected 393 people with the novel coronavirus. I'm giving you numbers and giving you a picture of what's out there. And every show, that's really where I feel that we're at, because I designed this show to be the kind of show where anyone could come and have a conversation. What's happening in my backyard, what's happening in your backyard. By the way, WGSO 990 AM, shout out to Jeff Crueri, does a great job, Ringside Politics. I've actually been a guest on that show, and that's one of our great affiliates too, and I have spent lots of time in New Orleans and in Louisiana. So we press ahead, and we press ahead in a lot of different directions, including with the Republican National Convention in Jacksonville, Florida. Florida, of course, the cases are escalating there. So there is a growing split in the party with some of the GOP leaders who say they want to stay at home, or they're coming with excuses to stay at home, and some of them are pretty wonky excuses, I have to say. You have to either man up or woman up if you're going to say you're going to bail out on your party's big party. Seriously, just tell the truth. I don't want to go. I'm afraid of the virus. Whatever. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said he's going to go to the convention, but a couple of other Senate Republicans, top ones, like Iowa's Charles Grassley, he said no. Tennessee's Lamar Alexander, of course, they're both over 80 years old. Others that are skipping, Mitt Romney is skipping, the senator from Utah, Susan Collins, the senator from Maine, and Lisa Murkowski, the senator from Alaska. So all of them are skipping. Murkowski's excuse was one of the wonkiest. Well, that's usually when I take my break. You're kidding. No, just say you're afraid of the virus and you don't want to take the risk. That is the lamest excuse for any senator to throw out there. All right, what's it like to go through the virus? We've certainly interviewed a few of those people. Going to let you hear what one guy had to say about being reinfected and what that felt like on the flip side.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
House flies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
I can describe it. It's like it's running through your bones. It was like in my back so bad that I would cry. I mean, I'm a tough old country boy, you know. I don't cry like that. And my wife, she had double pneumonia. She's diagnosed with double pneumonia in Buffalo.
All right, there's a guy I saw on ABC, Adam Sadler, his name, talking about what it is like. We've had people on the air who have told us what it's been like for them in getting COVID-19. I have friends who have lost family members to it, and then I have others that have survived, and they didn't get hit as hard as some of the others. There's just no way to know how your body will react to it, and that's the key. So we've hit the 3 million plus mark as far as the cases are concerned, and had another day where we've got a lot of confirmed cases, 58,200. And that's led to a change in a theory of whether or not to carry on as usual. So, for example, the Ivy League, they're not going to have a football season this fall, and they're going to wait and see what happens in the spring, even of 2021, still saying that we don't even know then, but they just made it official that we're just not going to do it. We're not going through with that. We're not going to have women's basketball, hockey, any, whatever the sport is, we're not. We're canceling the basketball tournaments, all the things that we would normally do. And I think there would be others that will follow suit and watch to see what happens here. Besides that, the really sticky wicket of the day is schools and kids going back to schools. Because, see, here's the problem. And I have friends that are in this quandary that have older kids and then some that have younger kids. A little bit harder with younger kids in some ways, because are you talking 5 and 8 and, you know, 12? But either way, you're watching what's happening with the schoolwork, and they're constantly pulling on the internet, and everybody in the house is on the internet, and how big is your house, and all the things that are related to everybody being on top of each other and kids not going to school. So the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, they're revising their guidance on reopening schools. They say they're doing it after President Trump tweeted his disagreement with them. The president said that we just don't want the guidance to be too tough, is what the vice president, Mike Pence, said. Remember, he's been put in charge overall of some of the response of this crisis, the pandemic crisis, out of the White House. And that happened months ago. So he responded and held a briefing, if you will. And he said that the reason why is next week the CDC is going to be issuing a new set of tools, five different documents that will be giving even more clarity on the guidance of going forward. The president tweeted that he disagrees with them, that it's very tough and expensive guidelines for opening schools. And it is tough because you have to think, how do you get on a school bus with social distancing? Did you ride on a school bus? I rode on a school bus. First of all, the school bus I rode on, I don't know how I survived it. It seemed like we flew up in the air and hit every bump in the land. I'm just saying. And this is when I was a small kid. So, and we were crammed together like sardines. So you got that social distancing thing. Think about that for a second. Then in the classrooms, and what about cleaning everything? So who pays for all of that? Schools are so strapped, we know that teachers half the time are taking money out of their own pockets, and I'm saying in the public schools, to get the supplies they need for the classes. And, you know, this is continued for a long time. In fact, there's always like funds, GoFundMe, and things to support a teacher in the last couple of years where people have done that because they feel badly for some of these teachers who in some of the districts aren't making very much money. But forget that for a second. So the president's saying already what they're asking the schools to do are impractical. I'll be meeting with them. And then he threatened to withhold funding from schools that don't populate their classrooms this fall. And you got to think about it. It's again goes to the economy and rolling the economy forward. How are people working from home when they have all these distractions and kids pulling at them and trying to figure out how they're doing X, Y, Z? And I commend anyone out there doing it because you're doing probably a really good job with what you have to work with. But there is something about getting daycares open and schools open that make a difference and make the economy work. But having said that, the petri dish that schools could be would be disastrous in public schools. So if you don't have massive precautions, and that still wouldn't say that there couldn't be things that would happen, and where are we and what cities are we talking about, or rural areas or suburbs or whatever, then what happens if you have one of those bomb, I call it a human bomb, goes off, meaning somebody spreads it, just like I was talking about when I was talking about Tucson and the outbreaks that we have seen, that we've seen in food processing facilities, industrial facilities, that kind of stuff is disastrous, right? Because when you trace it, you trace things back to restaurants and bars, and we know this. So imagine bars, you know, the modern day meat markets were leading to all these virus and people being infected with the COVID-19, all these virus positive tests. So what happens with the schools? And by the way, with the withholding the funds, he can withhold the funds of federally would be distributed, meaning if you would be relying on the feds for the PPE or whatever, you know, absolutely. But it's the local school boards with public schools that vote on all of that and all that funding. So that wouldn't come from the feds. That would not come from Washington, D.C. Very, very interesting. I mean, the push is on for local school districts to reopen. And trust me, they want to. You talk to any teachers, you talk to any students. They want to go back to school, but is it safe or not? The CDC director, Robert Redfield, said he wanted to make it very clear that the guidelines are intended to help schools reopen and not to be used as a rationale to keep the schools closed. So he's saying, yes, we want them to be open. And I think this is going to be another tug of war that we're going to see with the schools, and especially in July. We're in July. A lot of schools would normally open in August. And is it going to be one of those scenarios again where it's online teaching or not? I mean, how does this work? And can I just say to the people that are the angry, nutty people about this whole mask on, mask off, I don't get it, right? I don't get when people explode and become so ridiculously lame, like they're children who have never been taught to watch their manners or their temper. One thing to disagree, one thing to say, listen, this is my right and I'm not going to do this, but another thing to completely debase, dehumanize another person. There's a raging mass debate at this incident that bubbled up at a Florida Costco. And, of course, it was captured on video. It went viral on, I want to say, Monday. There were 10 million views. The tirade cost the man his job. He was wearing a He's wearing a red Running the World Since 1776 t-shirt, and he was yelling, I feel threatened, back up, put your phone down, boom, of course, swear words, beep, beep, beep. Looked at the camera after someone had asked him, a woman who worked at Costco asked him to comply with their policy, which clearly it said there, and somebody took out their cell phone. You got to remember, you're going to go crazy. The cell phone's there. I hope you don't need your job. Because especially these companies, they're not backing you up when something goes viral and you work for them. And it's crazy that it gets tweeted out. It's another one of those. I went nuts when I went into a store, and instead of saying I don't agree with the policy, but I'm going to turn around and leave. I mean, what if you did that? There's ways to do things, but he didn't do it. He didn't do it, so instead he loses a job. It goes viral, and it looked crazy and nutty that you walk into the Costco. Look, no shoes, no shirt, no mask, no service. If they have that up, then that's the rules, right? You got to go shop somewhere else. There are places that are not requiring that. Coming up, we're hitting the mailroom. Mac Attack, listening to us in West Virginia, says, how are the president's numbers in the election polls? Grim, good, or flat? Find out next.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New Jersey's coronavirus numbers are going down, yet Governor Phil Murphy says masks are now mandatory.
We were the first state in America to require them indoors. They've been strongly recommended out of doors. We're going to turn that up a notch today and say we're going to ask you, if you can't socially distance, it's going to be required.
Many other states in the South are seeing spikes. President Trump is not happy with the CDC guidelines for schools reopening. He calls the CDC guidelines too tough, too expensive, and too impractical.
He doesn't want these guidelines to be a reason for schools to not reopen.
Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany cites one in particular.
Have children bring their own meals as feasible. Well, there are 22 million children in this country who depend on these meals at schools.
The administration says the CDC will issue new guidelines for schools next week. This is USA Radio News. The Supreme Court is ruling in favor of the religious rights of employers, allowing the Trump administration to let them opt out of providing no-cost birth control coverage. The rule change could cause nearly 130,000 women to lose birth control coverage. Melissa Reed is with Planned Parenthood in Pennsylvania.
No one should be at the mercy of their employer in order to receive essential health care. As such, we will continue to do everything we can to provide care for our patients no matter what.
Studies show that the HPV vaccine can prevent certain cancers. Now, the American Cancer Society is recommending it be administered at earlier ages than previously offered. Tom Hansen has more.
While the HPV vaccine is routinely recommended at age 11 or 12, it can be given as early as age 9. Now the American Cancer Society is encouraging healthcare providers to start offering the cancer-preventing vaccine sooner.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Let's get in the mail, man.
Yeah, Kate Delaney, here we are in the mailroom, flooded once again. You can always let your thoughts flow 24/7. Go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on contact, and catch me there. Like Mac Attack did, he listens to us on WVLY 1370. The Watchdog. Isn't that a great name for, isn't that a great name for a radio station? The Watchdog. Love it. And Mac Attack says the president's numbers. So how are they in these polls? Are they good? Are they flat? Are they grim? And this is what they look like. I just saw the Cook Political Report and they really crunched the numbers all over the place. You might not like these numbers. Numbers are there for a reason, though. If you're trying to get someone elected or reelected or anything in between, you got to pay attention, even if the polls can be wacky, goofed up, and not headed in the direction you think or headed in the direction you do think it is. It's still something that politicos pay attention to for good reason, especially when the number's big. If the number's tiny and it's that margin of error thing, might be a little bit different. But anyway, the election is, as they describe it, looking like a Democratic tsunami. What a word to use. So some of the lowest job approval ratings that the president has seen, I think, have hit. That's why he's trailing Joe Biden, the presumptive Democratic nominee, by some pretty big margins in those key battleground states where he really was able to win back in 2016, which seems like a thousand years ago, doesn't it? So Pennsylvania, 8 points. Michigan, 9 points. Wisconsin, 9 points. And running behind Biden in Florida and in North Carolina, two very big states for the press. Toss-up, what are toss-up states? I mean, is Wisconsin a toss-up state? How about Maine? Maine is kind of shifting a little bit, too. So Maine's second district, as they describe it, has moved from likely Republican to what they call a more competitive lean Republican. Lean Republican. So we'll see, because you look at the electoral votes and what is the threshold to win, you know, over 270, and this is 117 days away from the election. That's where we're at, 117 days. So the president had a big win with the Supremes today. And Thursday is a big day for the president. Speaking of numbers and results and that kind of thing, and there's a scorecard, and we know the Supreme Court is expected to rule on Thursday on whether Congress and the Manhattan District Attorney can see the president's taxes and other financial records that student. It really looks at what power is in our country between 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and Congress. And one, and also the tenet that the president is standing on are his, certainly attorneys, that you can't be investigated while you hold office. So even if he loses, records would become public, because some of the records would go to a confidential grand jury investigation. Highly sensitive information that about other members of the family with businesses that wouldn't be made public. So the records have not been turned over. What happens in this decision by SCOTUS? I mean, what you know, which direction do they go in here? This is something to look at, too, because whatever happens in this could be groundbreaking for future presidents if they decide, well, I'm not going to do that either. Why do I have to? I don't have to do that. So if you know, this sets a precedent, then I'm not going to have to do the same thing. All right, the thing that was a win for the Prez was the right for an employer. So let's say Hobby Lobby, because they were one of the ones that were fighting for this. The people who have Obamacare or Affordable Care, if they've got women who have the birth control coverage in it, the Supreme Court says they don't, because of their religious bent, they don't cover it. They don't have to cover what that is. So whatever the cost is, they're not picking it up. According to the Supreme Court, that's the way they ruled on this. So that is a win when you think of part of the base and this debate that has happened. For the president, it's a win, and it's a win for religious companies, religious groups, and the debate that seems like, again, has been buried for years over birth control and whether they have to cover it or not. And the reason it seems like it's been buried for years is because this has been going on for a long time. So the Supreme Court says employers can opt out of the Affordable Care Act's birth control mandate. So that's big. They upheld the administration's regulation, and this is interesting, because this is one of those arguments, though, 7-2. 7-2 decision, the latest turn of very, very fierce litigation over that mandate, and that was required most employers during the Obama administration. They required most employers to provide cost-free coverage for contraception, and the Trump administration has sought to limit it almost from the beginning. It seems like they went for that, and that happened. So the decision was 7-2 that employment discrimination laws didn't apply to teachers in religious schools. Last week, by a 5-4 vote, it was said that, you know, state programs to provide scholarships to students in private schools can't exclude religious schools. So pay attention to what's happening with the Supremes. And like I said, this, it's interesting because if you go back to 2014, I wanted to say it was somewhere way before 2015, and it was just a year before, justices had been in dissent in 2014, Elena Kagan and Stephen Breyer. But they voted with the majority. So when the court ruled in the 5-4 decision, this has now gone in a different direction. And this is a big clash. And certainly when you look at the battleground in what we would call the culture wars, this will mobilize, I believe, as the New York Times said, voters on both sides of the divide. Something to watch, just like what happens with the records. All right, quickly, back into, as I went down a crazy rabbit hole, back to this one from Marlon, who says, Kate, never emailed you before, want to email you. I hope you read this on the air. One of my best friends got COVID-19. I got to be honest with you, doll. Thanks. I was not wearing a mask, but I have become the mask man ever since then. He said it was awful, got the chills, shakes, sweated through to his mattress, survived it, but it scared the bejesus out of me. All right, so there you go. Everybody sees it differently. You were not doing it, and it made you decide you were going to do it. All right, this one's from Jake, who listens to us in Austin, and Jake says, Hi, Kate, did you see the thing about the police body cam video transcripts? This just gets worse and worse with this whole George Floyd deal. You've said it, that you can't go back in time, but I certainly hope that the officer who choked the life out of him gets a stiff sentence, because he deserves to have that happen. If you look at what the transcripts say, it's just awful. It's not even political. And we know that because lots of Republicans, lots of Democrats, almost anyone who sees the tape, how could they not think that this was wrong? All right, so we go back to that again. Yes, you're talking about Officer Chauvin, who pressed his knee against George Floyd's neck, dismissed the police, blah, blah, blah. He's saying it takes a heck of a lot of oxygen to talk. That's what he said in one of the transcripts. And Floyd was saying, you're going to kill me, man. Then he said, stop talking, stop yelling. It takes a heck of a lot of oxygen to talk. And, of course, we know the 8 minutes would happen. And he was saying, they'll kill me, they'll kill me. I can't breathe. I can't breathe. And he said, oh, man, God, don't leave me, man. Please, man, please, man, he begged. And he said, I'll do anything y'all tell me to, man. I'm just claustrophobic. That's it. That's it. And so we know that that officer is charged with second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and manslaughter. And he begged not to be put in the squad car. He didn't want to go to jail. Very, very sad. Once again, hit me up at katedelaneyradio.com. katedelaneyradio.com. On the flip side, National Geographic, Her Story, Susan Goldberg. What's that about? She's a first. We'll tell you what next.
Get together.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, Bill Hyde here for Safe Places USA. If you're thinking it might be finally time to move out of a dangerous urban area to a safer place before things get worse, pay close attention. Because the feeling in your gut, the one telling you to get out, could save your life. Here's why. You can now find out where the safest places in this country are by going to safeplacesusa.com and checking out the Ultimate Relocation Manual. It's your personal guide to the tips, tricks, and techniques for relocating your family to the safest places in America. All broken down in 15 strategic, critical categories along with checklists and preparation sources. So if you want a clear path to getting out of Dodge, go to safeplacesusa.com. That's safeplacesusa.com. Use coupon code GCN and get half off the manual all this week. Plus, get the following books free with your Ultimate Relocation Manual. Pandemic Survival Secrets. Your Home, Your Fortress. All free this week at safeplacesusa.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Susan Goldberg is a longtime journalist, became the first female editor-in-chief at National Geographic in 2014. The magazine started in 1888. She worked at huge papers like the Seattle Post-Intelligencer and the San Jose Mercury News, where she won a Pulitzer. Goldberg says she's interested in adding more female contributors to National Geographic's masthead, saying there's nothing more important than making sure we have a diverse staff to tell stories in their truest light. I'm Kate Delaney, and this is Her Story. All right, tail end of the hour. I was thinking about National Geographic and Goldberg, who made a name for herself in a lot of different newspapers and then ended up becoming, as you heard there in my little piece, Her Story, the first woman to be the editor-in-chief. So pretty interesting when you think about it. That iconic magazine, I can remember, I think my family, I know they got it in the mail, and I would just devour the pictures. It was so cool to see the pictures. And then you have access. You go to the library, and you look up all the back issues, and I was just fascinated by the photographs. And it seemed like, you know, I would learn something, like some little nugget of whatever it was from National Geographic. And I used to think, how cool would that be to be one of those people that you get assignments where you just travel wherever to the craziest places on earth and get to see some eye candy that most people will never get to see in their lives. Nathan Reeder, the technical maestro for this show, I have a question for you. Do you remember the yellow National Geographic magazine?
Yes, and
I'm trying to remember where exactly my brain is like. It had to have been several different places where it was just piles.
Doctor's office.
Needed to be moved. Oh, no, not. I remember them in the doctor's offices, but this was like. Was it in my family's home? Was it in one of my home with roommates? Was it my own? I don't know that we had a subscription. Maybe we did in my house when I was a youngster. But I know they were in doctor's offices. They were in
yes.
They were in school. We used them as, you know, like in between exam situations or, you know, learning help,
right,
learning
to
tools,
read.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I just remember they would have these eye-popping photos. I mean, now everybody could go on Twitter for free, and they have National Geographic magazine, and they have a gazillion photos of stories they do. And they still have the iconic magazine, of course. But you can, for free, you can go and look at these incredible shots that they have, like a caver going into the what they call the Pirate's Well, which is this chasm that forms as part of a larger cave system in the Pyrenees, in the French Pyrenees. And I look at that and I think I would be scared to death to be in that Pirate's Well. Very intimidating. I think that's it. I would be so intimidated by these photos. Like, wow, who gets to do that? And would I really do that if I had the chance to do it? It's crazy, right?
You're daring. You're daring the world. I mean, it's about...
Daring.
It's about that eye. And, you know, in the early days, it was where people could do some political searching across the globe without being able to afford it themselves. It was an ability to show the world other cultures that they haven't seen in a pretty. I mean, when you're taking a picture, that's a picture, you know. Back then, it was a lot easier or a lot harder to, you know, Photoshop anything or, you know, let people know that things could be Photoshopped. So you have disinformation campaigns that every picture could be a lie.
Right, exactly, because then you couldn't do that. And by the way, congratulations, because you're the producer of, you put together, you help with the music and putting the features together of Her Story, and I'll tell the world that you can listen to Her Story here, and we pop them in, we're going to pop them in more, but you can also go to Virtual News Center on Amazon on your skills section, and you can put it into your flash briefings, and every day you can get one of those Her Stories, and it's so fun to do. And we actually won a communicator award for audio excellence, the Academy of Interactive and Visual Arts, so that was pretty cool.
Good job.
You're a winner.
Well, we're all winners.
You're a winner, Mr. Producer.
The content is great. Kate brought this to us you know, a while ago, and it's been really fun adding names to the list. And I suggest if any of y'all have names, it probably isn't a bad list to have to sort through. Oh, darn.
That's right. So if you have some good Her Stories, send them to me. This is the same place I just said in the mailbag segment. Go to katedelaneyradio.com. Just click on contact. Thank you, Nathan.
Yeah.
Yeah, very interesting. And it is interesting, like I said, you know, we got to bring some lightness, some light into the show. It's not going to be all COVID, wall-to-wall, and people screaming in Costco and wherever else, and negative, negative, negative. A little light. And so a little light is looking at some of that stuff, I think, from National Geographic. And it's interesting, too, what the innovativeness... I've said this before because... Speaking, I was taking the show on the road and I was speaking, and of course that's been cut down because of the virus, but I learned some things when I was on the road, and I still think this now, and I do speeches on this reimagining and refocusing and rebooting and, you know, rebuilding in some cases our lives, and I am just wowed by all of you. And the way you're handling what's happening, and how you're coming up with innovative things to do with your family or your friends or, you know, who, whatever it is. And particularly when we're in this economic crunch, because in some ways, I think it's very hard to say that you haven't been touched by it. I know people that have had an increase in their businesses. In fact, we've had some of them on the show, a couple of the authors who have talked to us about some of the other things they've done and whether they've soared because they have hardware stores or, you know, whatever it might be. Because, you know, try finding a parking spot at Home Depot or Lowe's or something local. And it's hilarious in a sense. Not that there weren't lots of people going there before, but now it's like a traffic jam since people have these weird hours or they're thinking, what can I do? I never have time for my house. In my neighborhood, it's amazing the fences that are being rebuilt, the flowers that are being planted, the yards that are being edged. I have this cool family that lives behind me, and I call him the dad. And he knows I call him the dad. He's the nicest guy. And he's got his little boys out there, and they're all helping, and they're building a shed in the backyard. And their yard just looks amazing. And he said, you know, I'm embarrassed. We never had time to do it. And now we have this time, so we're using the time, especially since we're here, to make it look that much better. And again, it's wild. The whole thing with drive-ins, that there's these pop-in drive-ins that are happening. Even I said Walmart was doing that. They're gonna turn the parking lots once a week into these drive-ins because people are itching to be able to get out and socialize much more. So how do you do that and not infect people, like the bar situation? And, you know, there you go. So bravo for all of that innovation, just, you know, expanding your mind and thinking of how do we do this? How do we do this? How do we figure out how to make this happen? I was thinking today, like one of my relaxation things would be if there was a good flick, because, you know, we did the cheap movie reviews, and notice we've dumped all that. I would go to the movies, and I had a lot of people contacting us about wanting actors to come on and that kind of thing. And of course, movies, you're having them streamed. You can stream movies, but you're not going to the movie theaters. And some of them are opening, but a lot of them movies, the big movies that were going to happen have been postponed, right? Because of the coronavirus crisis, they're not going to open in the middle of that. And the movie theaters that are opening, less capacity if they are opening, that kind of thing. And I haven't been to a movie, I want to say in like 4 months, you know. I started making a list of what are the things I haven't been able to do and what have I replaced them with. Have you made that list? Make that list and come up with some of those innovative things that you can do. In fact, what's coming back with us is nail the score if football comes back so you can win some fabulous prizes, something to look forward to. A big shout out to Mo Flam and the rest of you. Remember, we're still all in this together. Thanks for listening. Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with 2 cruisers, 1 American, 1 German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.